and in 60 Minutes, People Fixing the World, where this week we're in Stockholm meeting Swedish businesses that are making it easier to mend stuff that breaks, from bikes and washing machines to gyms. They hope we'll fix more old things so they don't pile up on rubbish dumps. This is the BBC World Service, the world's radio station. At 22 hours GMT, welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. Hello, I'm Valerie Sanderson. Sanctions are placed on several Russians by America in the wake of the poison attack on Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's main critic.
The United States is announcing sanctions on 7 senior members of the Russian government, new export restrictions on items that could be used for biological agent and chemical production, and visa restrictions.
President Biden tells the U.S. there will be enough COVID-19 vaccine for every adult in the country by the end of May, 2 months earlier than previously planned. While research in the Democratic Republic of Congo could help the quest for a vaccine against HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. And... remembering reggae artist Bunny Wailer, who died at the age of 73. After this, news update.
BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. President Biden says the United States is on course to produce enough coronavirus vaccine to inoculate every adult in the country by the end of May. At a White House briefing, Mr. Biden said his administration has invoked the Defense Production Act to make two of the country's pharmaceutical giants, Johnson & Johnson and Merck, work together to mass-produce the jabs. But he continues to advise caution.
Today's announcements are a huge step in our effort to beat this pandemic. As I've said many times, things may get worse again as known variants spread and as we face setbacks. Though we celebrate the news of a third vaccine, I urge all Americans, please keep washing your hands, stay socially distanced, wear masks, keep wearing them, get vaccinated when it's your turn. Now is not the time to let up.
The U.S. Treasury has revealed that one of the 7 Russian officials targeted with sanctions was the head of the FSB security service, Alexander Bortnikov. It said the FSB was behind the attempt to murder the opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Moscow has denounced the move and vowed to respond in kind. Barbara Fletcher reports.